if we're coming over.
Yeah. We've met a lot of interesting people overseas and in our travels. I wish we could travel again, but health-wise, we can't do it anymore. Our friends from Columbus are going over to on a cruise to the Virgin Islands, I believe, the 5th of December. They invited us to go, but well, your granddaddy's in therapy now, and he can't go, so we won't be going that trip, but maybe a little later we can.
So the traveling kind of, I don't know, I mean, I love Dad and Aunt Deb a lot, but I'm sure you were kind of, in a way, glad to kind of, you know, scoot them on along and say, okay, you know, I've had you for 18 years.
No, I really don't feel I spend enough time with the children. I feel kind of left out sometimes because they're out of state, and
you don't feel
that you can invite yourself even to see your children. You kind of want to be invited or be asked or know what their plans are before you come over. You don't want to just barge in.
I think anybody like that would be anything. I mean, you know, you don't ever want to.
Mm-hmm. No, you never want to be too far away from your children, mm-hmm. even though they're out of state. You'll see that. I still speak to them on the phone.
Yeah.
Very often.
Our phone bills attest to that, yeah. So do yours, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't as painful maybe as it would have been if you'd been living at home and they had gone. You had something to do.
Right.
You didn't work any time during this, did you? Or you just kind of...
I worked when we lived in New York because I was...
But when you were overseas, you didn't work anywhere, did you?
I worked for the Red Cross.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Volunteer work?
Volunteer work, yeah. I've done a volunteer work for the whole time we were over there. And I enjoyed that very much. We had a lot of social activities we had to attend. We did that.
When you came home?
We had a lot of parties we had to have. Because it was the norm thing to do, mm-hmm. at coffees. I was never bored over there.
How long were you over there?
5 years. We went over for 2 and were extended a year each time until 5. And then I lost my father while we were there. Mm-hmm. My mother was getting old, so the last time my husband came home and asked if I wanted to extend for another year, I didn't answer him. I just teared. He said, well, we're going home. So we came home. And
did you find that, had you kept up with what was going on in this country when you were over there too much? Was it kind of like...
Yes, I had kept up. I had come home every 2 years,
mm-hmm.
while I was there. And then I lost my father, and I came home for the funeral. So I guess I was home 3 times the 5 years we were over there.
But in a way, did you feel removed from what was going on in the country over here?
Yes, I did. I lived on the German economy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't live in housing. For about 3 months was the only time. That was when we were in France. There was no housing available there. Mm-hmm. So we had to live on post. Mm-hmm. And then when we moved into Germany, we lived 3 months on post, and then we got housing. But I had a beautiful apartment. We rented from 2 doctors, hair doctor, frau doctor, downstairs, and the Germans build their homes for their children to live with them when they get old. And they had 2 beautiful upstairs apartments. I had the top floor with skylight view and balcony, and a heated basement for the car, a heated car garage, a heated workshop, and a basement. And I think we paid like 500 marks, which was not more than $200 or $300. Though, of course, that was paid for,
mm-hmm.
for us.
When you came home, what did you do?
When I came home to Anniston,
mm-hmm.
Alabama, I looked for a house because we never liked housing, so we looked for a house to buy because we didn't know how long we were going to be here, and there was nothing available for rent. So my husband went to the bank.
He was at the depot, and
he went to the bank to see how much interest it would be to borrow such amount of money. And he told the man how much he had to pay down. And the banker told him, if you have that much money, I'd like to show you my house. And so he showed him this house that we're living in now. And he bought it from Scott Ray. He's now deceased. And I think a month ago he passed away. But he was the banker there at the time. We've always enjoyed it here. But I really feel that my roots and my home is Tennessee. Although I like Alabama, I've enjoyed the people here, made lots of friends. Mm-hmm. But my mother is 91 years old, and she lives in Tennessee, and I only have one sister there to care for, so I feel I need to be there to help take care of her now that she's not physically able to take care of herself. So I'm kind of torn between the two places.
I think, obviously now in the 80s and 90s, there's a lot more technology. We have remote controls on our TV. We have big TVs. We have little TVs. We have little computers. We have big computers. I mean, we've got a lot more things. Did it just, I mean, because I don't think people my age can understand how much of a change it has been for people of your generation growing up and seeing. I mean, back when you were born, I'm not saying you're old by any means, but back when you were born,
I had no idea.
I mean, they would have never even thought about the Concorde or something. I mean, did it just blow your mind? Has it just blown your mind when you think about it all these years?
I don't believe it blew my mind as much as it did my mom's first car she ever saw. She said when they heard there was an automobile coming through, they didn't get there in time to see the car, but they went down and got down and looked at the tracks and examined them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but what did you think? I mean, was it the same thing like when you saw a computer or something come out and compact discs and things? I mean, or even tape recorders,
let's say, for instance, 10 years ago that's about when remote control came out, wasn't
right.
it? We got new TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked your granddad, I said, do we want remote control? Nah, we don't need that. I said, now you have to think about it this way. 10 years from now, you may not be able to get up and switch that TV on and off. So let's get the remote. And he's always pretty well got along with it. Well, isn't it great that we went ahead and did it? Because I didn't know he was going to have a stroke and not be able to get up and down, and I was going to be his legs, more or less, for the last year. So these changes come gradually. You don't really think about them at the time they're happening, but later on you look back on it and you think, gosh, things have really changed, haven't they?
Well, yeah, and that brings you into medical technology too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, granddad's had cancer, he's had a stroke.
We've had 5 years of nothing but sickness, hospitals.
See, I didn't even UAB. Been that long, but I guess
it's been 5 years. He had cancer for 4 years, and we dealt with that. 3 operations for cancer, and then the radiation treatments burned him real bad, and probably that is what caused his stroke. I would say more than anything else was the dealing with that, and his blood pressure went too high. Nobody knows exactly what caused the stroke, but more or less I think that's what caused it.
How have you dealt with it? Because it seems that in the past, and, you know, I'm basing a lot of this on textbook things, you know, I'm not grown yet. I haven't been out in the world as far as that goes and noticed things, but people have always attributed women with being the spiritual roles of the house, you know, the spiritual models of the house. Do you think it was harder? I mean, do you think it was... Let me see how I put this. Do you think that you were better able to handle his illness, being a woman mentally and spiritually, than a man would have?
Oh, yes. Most definitely so. We've been married 34 years, and I had a maid the whole time we were overseas, which mm-hmm. was the 5 years. And that's the only time in my life I ever had a maid. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt that the woman's place was in the home. I guess it's because that's the way I was brought up. Mm-hmm. So he worked and made the living, and I did what I was supposed to do. I cooked, I cleaned, I kept out. And I waited on him. My mother says I spoiled him very, very much.
Supposed to do because society dictated that, or that, because you wanted to do that as well?
I guess a little bit of both, Kara.
You could have put him in an ice gnome if you really wanted.
I could have, but I would never have done that. As long as I can and. I didn't even think of it, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Because today, we don't think of him as being handicapped. He goes to therapy. He goes, walks.
He's in better shape than a lot of men his age, too,
though. Oh, certainly. Yeah. He walks a mile every day around the lake. And a lot of people would have probably put him in the nursing home. He's 70 years old. And this is the end, but we don't look at it like that.
Well, okay.
You go on, whatever happens.
Okay, that.
And you do the best you can with what you have to do.
And looking back on that and these experiences, do you think your life is better now? I mean, obviously there's going to be some changes. I know everybody says that they would want to be a teenager again, but while you're a teenager, you don't think you'd ever want to be a teenager again, you know. But do you think that your life was better in the past, or do you like it now better?
Oh, I like the time when I was growing up. I think that's the best time of your life. The time when you're growing up and raising your children. That's an enjoyable time too, seeing them.
Who did you grow admire up and, then when you were younger, and who do you admire now?
Who do I admire?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people that have the most. It's the people who are morally good, and to see their families, you know, morally good and doing the things that they're supposed to do, not the thing that's maybe the norm out there, but I just like to be around normally good people. And a lot of money doesn't make you happy. It never has me, not that I've ever had a lot, but I've had more money the last 30 years than I had the first 30.
Do you think that's changed you?
The money?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never spent all I had anyway. I've always had enough.
You guys gave it to me.
I've never been one to spend everything I had. I always thought you saved something for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And you just,
I
was just raised like that.
Yeah, you don't think you've changed.
I don't think I've changed. I don't think I've changed because of the money situation. Do you think I have?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't know you then. You know? Well, I've only known you for about
10 years. Tanya was here, the 23-year-old that's graduated college. She was here last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I don't know, Grandmother. You're just Grandmother to me." So I don't guess I'll ever change. I'll just be this way forever.
Like I say, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you've changed that much to me, but then again...
You didn't know me before, did you?
I haven't known you, known you as a person, except for maybe a few years, I guess. But anyway, Well,
the world has changed definitely since I've been in it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've changed that much. You don't have to change just because the people are changing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do the things other people do. You just do the things you've been taught.
Well,
and be proud of it.
On that note, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.